Designating a building as a landmark or a neighborhood isn't always a smooth passage from the preservation board through the council, and sometimes fails. But there probably hasn't ever been a process like this meeting, with landmarking questioned as an attack on democracy, a process in Broadway Fillmore which allegedly ignored the many residents that don't speak English, and landmarking as an attack on property rights of the residents in the district. Resident Jack York says the neighborhood leaflets were only in English, ignoring what he says is the community minority.
Speak Burmese, they're Bengalese, Vietnamese, Spanish, they're African families. Most people speak some English, but when they get flyers like these, it's very difficult for them to understand. I mean, if I'm speaking English my whole life, it's actually kind of difficult for me to understand exactly what the repercussions of it are.
Creation of the district has been in the works for years as an outside consultant did historical research and studied the buildings in a proposed district smaller than originally proposed because there has been so much demolition. After more than an hour of talk yesterday, the meeting was adjourned to return May 22nd. By that time, the proper paperwork will have been prepared and there will be a decision by the committee. Separately, the committee approved and sent to the full council for a vote the landmarking of what's now New Testament Revival Cathedral at 983 Kensington. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.